Pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Over the years, if you have been in attendance at churches between Palm Sunday and Easter, you know that pastors try to browbeat you to come to at least the Good Friday service. I know all the time growing up, we had big crowds on Palm Sunday, big crowds on Easter, and then Good Friday would come in between, and it seemed to be out of step. And very few people wanted to show up. And why is that? Well, because we don't like downers. I remember doing a Good Friday service in Maryland, and it was a service of shadows. And so the lights became dimmer and dimmer throughout the service until they were dark at crucifixion. And one of my young people in the choir afterwards said, "That was the most depressing service I've ever been to." And I said, "Well, of course it was. It's not supposed to be sunshine and light when somebody dies." We don't like to deal with that. We don't want to deal with darkness. We don't want to deal with sorrow. It's out of step. As is somebody in this Palm Sunday story. He's out of step with everybody else. Everybody else, maybe with the exception of the Pharisees, were in absolute joy. They thought, finally, the person that they followed all this time was finally showing who he was. And they thought he was Messiah. He was the one who was going to ride into Jerusalem. He was going to establish his kingdom. He was going to make people behave. He was going to usher in God's kingdom. The symbolism wasn't lost to them. Anytime somebody came in on a donkey, that was the symbol of a king coming in peace. He was out of step with them because Jesus knew what it really meant. He knew that when he had this grand display of power, when he had this grand display of pomp, coming into that city, that the powers of Rome, whose only goal was to keep the peace by whatever means necessary, were not going to tolerate this kind of upheaval. This wasn't just a grand parade. This wasn't just people shouting. This was a very troubling thing. If you read that particular passage, as people are shouting and saying, "Hosanna in the highest heaven," when he entered the Jerusalem, it says the whole city was in turmoil because they knew this meant that Rome could come down and crush them. And you know, in AD 70, that's exactly what happened. Jerusalem was crushed. Too much fomenting, too many crazy people saying crazy things, and they had finally had enough. Jesus was out of step in that parade because he knew that he was not going to live the week. He goes into the temple if only to guarantee a signature on his death certificate. What does he do? After the parade, he goes into the temple and he cleans it out, overturns table. Now, could you imagine somebody coming in and overturning the pews? What would we do? There'd be a few muscular people escorting that person out. He went onto their turf and he overturned the tables. And he talked about his house being a house of prayer. And so maybe the religious folks who might have given this man a pass said, "Not anymore. He's done." The only people who were out of step were Jesus and those Pharisees. When they said, "Do you hear what these kids are saying about you?" they were so distressed because they knew that he was heading into dangerous territory. Have you ever been out of step with the crowd? Have you ever been to a party and you feel awful because something terrible has happened in your family that you cannot even share with anyone? Have you ever been out of step? Have you ever been to a wedding and you felt out of step? I remember my sister's wedding. We were all having such a wonderful time, and we invited all our friends, and there was a young woman there who had buried her husband, our young husband, about a year ago. I could see she was out of step. She was trying to paste on a smile, but it was very difficult. Have you ever been out of step? Jesus was out of step. And as people are shouting and having a wonderful time, I'm sure all he was thinking about was going to happen on Friday. And there's a very important line in this passage that most commentators pass over, that most of us don't even hear because we're hearing about the parade, we're hearing about the temple being cleansed, but there's one line that's very important, and it's the very last one. He left them, went out to Bethany, and spent the night there. Do you know what Bethany was to Jesus? Bethany was his refuge. Bethany was the place he could go and be himself. Bethany was the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Whenever Jesus had a chance, he went to his friend's home in Bethany. Now, there were a lot of people who followed Jesus and a lot of people who loved him, but there was that one place where he could be himself, where he didn't have to perform great miracles, where he didn't have to get on his pedestal or stand up and preach. Bethany was his refuge. Now, if Jesus himself needed a refuge, how much more do we need a refuge when we are out of step? There are times that people come into this place and we might be singing Hosanna and they're crushed by life. We need to be that Bethany, that place of refuge. There are people that we meet on the street that paste a smile on their face and they need a Bethany. They need a refuge. There was a great composer in the Moravian church that talked about Bethany. He said, "Oh, Bethany, oh, peaceful habitation." And he goes on to say that where Jesus is, every place is a Bethany. We need that place of refuge. So when you're out of step with the crowd, when things are happening around you that should bring joy and all you feel is sadness, there is a place of refuge. It's called Bethany. It was the place where Jesus went, where he could be himself. Do you have a place called Bethany? Even when we are alone, we can have a place called Bethany. I remember telling the story here about being in my car and driving down the road, and sometimes things would be pressing on me, and all of a sudden I'd break into song, and it had absolutely nothing to do with the situation. It was my Bethany. I felt the presence of Jesus in that car. We need, when people are out of step, to be a Bethany to them. And when we are out of step, we need to find that place of peace. In all of this activity, Jesus found a resting place where he could sit and have his Bethany, his place of rest and relaxation. What is your Bethany? This week, my prayer is that we find that place of rest. And if you know of some people who are in distress, perhaps you will be Bethany to that one in despair. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we can not only join the crowd in praise and thanksgiving, that we cannot only spend next week by an empty tomb shouting and thrilled at resurrection, but we thank you that when we are out of step in this world, that you provide that place of peace. May we be the place of peace for those in distress. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.